to the 200th episode extravaganza super blowout podcast with all sorts of plans and guests galore. I'm Trevor. I'm here with just Colin. Me and Colin. Didn't think anything through.
I think we're actually going to just cut this one short.
Thank you for listening to the Loud Neighbors podcast.
No emails?
Oh, fuck. You know what I didn't do, even? Any preparation?
Jesus Christ.
Colin Vamp while I go get that stuff. Tell me a story.
I'm going to talk about what we were just talking about. I was flicking through the face bag and saw an ad for cars, vehicles, you know?
Yes.
All right, this is creepy. I was just at Dragon's Lair, now I'm getting ads for Dragon's Lair.
It's almost like you have a phone that knows where you are at all times.
Fucking bullshit. Anyway, brand new trucks are like $60,000.
Yeah.
Why?
Why are trucks $60,000?
Yeah.
Because rubes?
I don't understand it. Like, who has this much money? We live in a fucking... I thought everybody was poor and broke.
Everybody's poor and broke because trucks cost $60,000.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Because phones cost fucking $1,000 a year.
They don't, though, because this one cost me like $200.
Oh, yeah, but that's not the newest iPhone, so you're a fucking loser, idiot.
Yeah, you know what, though? I have a headphone jack on mine.
Oh, what a... Boom! What kind of a nerd has a headphone jack? Only losers. You should just use those really, really shitty Bluetooth earbuds that hurt your ears and sound like poop from a butt.
Well, no, you can also get new phones and plug into the USB port that will give you an adapter to plug in headphones to it, so then you can't charge your phone while you're listening to something.
Well, yeah, don't you want, like, six fucking... Like, I remember how your iPod used to work with, like, shit coming out of it into amps.
No, that was awesome.
Like a
backpack. That's a little bit different, though, because, you know...
It plugged into a backpack.
Right, it was fucking awesome. I can still do that.
Yeah, of course you can.
BT dubs.
So, there you go. Well, who cares if there's a headphone jack when you're already carrying around a backpack full of fucking...
Like, it was different when I was listening to fucking awesome headphones.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to listen to the Bluetooth headphones with all that shit hooked up to it?
The weird fucking Apple ones that have the dicks on them?
Yeah, they're awful.
They, like, go in your ears and have these old wieners hanging off of them?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
It looks stupid. I don't get it. I just don't get... Also... Another thing about that I find really fucking weird. So, like, you also have the ones that are, like, a wire between two, and it's, like, a wireless receiver or something.
Yeah.
Like, that makes more sense.
Sure.
Because you're not going to lose one of the two.
Right.
If you lose them, you're losing both of them.
You don't think it's cool to lose half of your headphones?
No! I think it's stupid!
You don't think that's a good plan?
No!
I think that was fucking well thought out. It was well thought out, because then every time you lose half of your headphones, you got to buy a whole new fucking set of
headphones. You can't
really
just buy half
headphones.
A pair of headphones.
Ugh.
Fucking Apple. Apple is garbage.
It's just the worst.
It really is. The only thing they ever did good was the iPod. The classic iPod is a fucking good product. The UI sucks, but the product itself, I think, is pretty goddamn good quality.
I really liked the... Like, I had... I think it was the first generation iPods with video.
Yep. Fifth gen.
Those were pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. And it's like eventually there's a lot of people, a lot of shit came out where you could just fucking, you could rockbox it, which was a firmware update, which basically put a new software UI on it.
Yeah.
Which had its flaws, but you know what you could do with it, Trevor?
What's that?
Drag and drop.
Oh.
Onto the iPod.
You know what the best part about those iPods were?
But.
How they were seamless.
Well, yeah. God damn it.
Fuck, man.
So I went and bought some minis.
Yeah. We went toy shopping today.
So I'm going to join in their campaign of Pathfinder coming up.
Yeah.
And I read the synopsis of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is elves. That's a race in the world.
For people who aren't total fucking loser nerds like us, Pathfinder is basically just Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. It's essentially
the same thing. It's just a different it's just a different brand.
Oh, okay. Anyway, elves in this world are enslaved. They're second class citizens. They are treated as such apparently throughout most of the world, and are, as a result, are not allowed to practice sorcery.
Yeah.
So I want my character to be a female elf wizard.
Yeah.
And it's going to be awesome. And basically my idea is that because of that, my character will need to get into disguise.
Yeah.
Because you can't just be walking around looking like a wizard.
Looking like a wizard elf.
Right.
I get
then,
it.
Then you're just going to get fucking...
You're going to get lynched.
You're going to get pulled over.
Yeah.
And they're going to ask you about, what you got in that carriage there, that cart.
You've been smoking the marijuana?
Been smoking them weird forest plants there?
Yeah.
Elf lady?
I can smell it on you.
Okay.
My dog signaled.
Don't reach for your waistband.
That's right.
I don't know what you got in there. And I think I still need to work some things out.
Yeah.
But my character is going to be a bit of an SJW.
Sure.
But like a woke SJW.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the most.
Yeah.
The most SJW.
Yep.
Nice.
My people was oppressed.
Yeah. Are you going to speak in a black scent the whole time to make it extra offensive?
Oh my God. I didn't think about making my elf black.
Are you going to paint your elf, just going to make it a white elf, but then paint its face just black with big red lips just to be as offensive
Christ,
as possible?
No.
Just to be as racist as you can.
I was not going to fucking do that, but now
if you're going to be doing the fake voice, you might as well lean all the way into being
racist. I wasn't
actually
going to do the voice. But now that you say that, I'm like,
man.
You know... You're the one that comes up with these racist ideas, not me.
No, I'm fighting against racism by pointing out how racist you're being. That's the difference.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. Okay. I'm pointing out what a toxic person you are. Like the other day, he was waving at me and I snapped a picture of him. Clearly, in the middle of his wave, he had done a Hitler salute. Colin's a Nazi confirmed.
It's not true. I deny. I deny all claims.
You deny
Nazi?
Oh, I thought you were just going to deny the waving part, and there was no subtlety to it. You were just doing the Nazi salute.
I don't know why anybody do a Nazi salute. They don't exist anymore.
Right?
But hey, whatever. Whatever. Anyway, so I kind of want to... Like, I'm sitting there. It's like my last... The one time I played D&D... Everybody was going for, like, my character's gonna fucking face roll everything.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, I sort of wanna, not that I want a challenge, because I'm like, oh, I'm so good at the game.
Right.
Because I'm not. Played once.
Right.
But I kind of want something, I want an interesting aspect. So one of the things I plan on doing is having a second little figurine to represent me. That would be my wizard in disguise.
Oh, so you're going to have two minis.
Uh-huh. And...
Is this a spoilers?
I mean, it might be. Oh, I don't know if it's spoilers. Whatever.
All right. Because I've got some things about my character that are spoilers, and you don't get to know them.
No, this is... Everybody in the group's going to know this.
Okay.
Because kind of have to. One of the things, though, is like... I kind of want it to be so, like, when we're just wandering in, like, in a town or something,
mm-hmm.
I need to be in disguise, because if somebody fucking sees me, they're going to be like, what the fuck's that elf doing with a wizard robe?
What's an elf and a man and a dwarf doing in the Wastes of Rohan?
Yeah. Right.
I've seen that movie.
But, like, when we get into combat...
Yeah.
I'm going to need some kind of, like,
It's going to be like that part in Lord of the Rings?
No, I'm going to need some kind of like I don't know, some kind of roll or something. Like, oh, I need to fucking get out of my gear.
You're going to need a phone booth.
Yeah, basically.
Nice.
But like...
I was thinking of that scene in the third Lord of the Rings where like the thing's like, no man can hurt me. And then she pulls off her helmet and she's like, I am no man. And she was a chick the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
That's you. That's what you're going to do.
Okay. No, but I mean like...
But I like the Superman phone. What's like a medieval style phone booth?
Holy shit! There's an Iron Maiden there.
There you go. You're gonna duck into an Iron Maiden,
right? No, but like maybe if, say, combat gets sprung on us.
An outhouse. You gotta duck into an outhouse to change.
Not just, I mean, not really, I guess kind of that, but like maybe...
Look, I'm hung up on the literal of this.
Fucking Jesus Christ. Maybe have a stat roll.
Yeah.
To see if I fucking snap into my costume right away, and if I fail it, I have to fucking pass a turn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To like, to change?
Yeah. Otherwise, or I can fight, you know, I could do things, but it's going to be a very weakened...
Like you're clumsy in your costume?
Yeah.
I dig that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, me too. I came up with that on my own.
That's good.
Yeah.
Tell all that to Grace and she'll do fun shit with it. All
right. Yeah, I was going to message her later. I was just kind of thinking it through.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I've been working on my backstory all week.
Really?
Yeah, she sent me, like, dwarf lore. So I've been integrating things I was thinking about doing anyway with what she sent me as dwarf lore, and I came up with some pretty fun stuff. I don't really want to put any of it out there because I don't know how much of it is going to be stuff that the party's going to know at the outset. And a lot of it is things that I'm like, okay, this is what I'm setting up. Like, this is my goal. Like, maybe my goal is wrong. Like, this is what I believe, and this is what I'm doing it for. And then you do whatever you want with that. Like, oh, maybe I find it and I was right and I prove everything that I thought was... Maybe I prove the world is flat. It's not this, but, you know. Or maybe I get to the end of the world and realize that it's actually curved like a fucking idiot. So, like, I'm just leaving all of the answers to my story in their hands.
You're a fucking flat earther.
Oh, yeah. Also, Iron Bar is a flat earther. That's not a...
Fuck. Of course he is.
Because, you know.
Because Iron Bars are flat.
Yeah. Well, it's foolish to believe the... Look... The dwarves have been digging down a long time, and we've never popped out of the other side of some mythical ball earth, idiots.
You think you'd pop out sooner if it wasn't a mythical ball?
No, because it's flat, but it goes down forever.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What? That makes more sense.
I'm dead, no.
That's what we see with our eyes.
Not really.
That's what we see with our eyes.
That's fine.
It says horizon, as in horizontal, not curve horizon, idiot. It's so fun.
Oh, that'll be my go to. You said you're gonna try to hit on me because my character's gonna be a female.
Yeah, of course.
It's not gonna work.
Oh yeah.
You know, my dates are one kind.
Wait till you see how I woo you with my dice rolls.
It won't happen.
And my charisma bonus.
Gross.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fucking people playing, though.
Really?
I forgot about, like, well, she just added somebody new, and then the other dude, Mitch, I guess, who's playing with us. I completely forgot that dude was playing with us. So, what is that? Hold on. Me? I guess it's only 6, I think, if my math is right.
Oh, okay.
That's not too bad.
No.
Nope. Should be fun.
Yeah, should be.
Do anything else this week?
Yesterday, I did not come over to help you because I was like, I'm going to take my TV down, rehang it properly.
Yeah.
Because my wall has metal studs.
Cool.
In the basement. And I'm like, I should probably put zip toggles in there.
Mm-hmm.
Which are, you know, anchors, basically.
Yeah.
So I go to do that. And then I'm like, oh, these zip toggles do not like to fit inside of the stud here. It's not very deep. Why is not this stud very deep? Because, you know, studs should be like 3¾ inches deep.
If yes.
Right. That's typical wall depth.
Right.
Yeah, not these ones. They're about around half that.
Oh, cool.
And I'm like, oh, so the fuck? And I wasn't really thinking. So I was also planning on putting this thing in the wall. It's called a power bridge.
Okay.
Basically what it does, you cut a hole in the bottom, at the floor level where your outlets are.
All right.
And cut a hole behind where your TV's going to be on
and
the
then
wall.
You just
run a piece of Romex between each piece, and then there's just a power cord that plugs into the outlet and into that thing on the bottom.
I understood everything you said, but Romex.
Romex is electrical wiring.
Okay.
Really cool, because it cleans up installations, and it's also got a pass-through, so it's got, like, these little, like, brush exits, so you can pass wires, you know, your HDMI cables and whatnot through there.
Okay.
I'm just going to do that. Wow. Cut a hole in the drywall in my... Oh. So it's this solid, that pink foam board insulation behind it.
Yeah.
I'm like, hmm. And I'm like, well, maybe it'll push it out of the way real easy.
Right.
But no, it wasn't going to push out of the way. And then I realized that the wall was, you know, between the drywall and the fucking concrete block, it was like 1¾ inches. And I'm like, oh. Right. So I can't fit, and I can't even fit the box I bought in here.
Yeah.
Because somebody put basically metal furring strips or something and then drywalled over it.
Yeah. Well.
So I had to patch a hole in my drywall, which was fun.
It sounds like they weren't even planning on putting any, like, extra wall there, but wanted insulation. Like, some of my walls are properly, like, spaced out from the external wall. Like, some of them, the boarding was just glued.
Yeah.
Straight to the fucking external wall. Like, there's not even insulation on the side along my garage.
So, then I was just like, well, can't do that. That's kind of a fucking waste of money on that thing. So I just fucking cleaned it up and bundled the wires so it just comes down in one bundle.
Yeah.
But that kind of sucks. I was a little disappointed.
Sure.
Now I'm going to have to go and ask my boss. I'm like, so... When you run into that, what the fuck do you do? Because there are some people that are going to be like, we don't want to see the wires and we want to hang our TV.
Right.
What are my options? I mean, are we cutting out the drywall and just running and having them patch over it?
Right.
I don't know. So, yeah, that sucked. It kind of irritated me.
Sure.
But it looks a lot better. And I think I'm going to go to... I need a new audio-video receiver with HDMI on it.
Yes?
Yeah.
Your receiver...
Do you run games through your receiver? Like, systems, or you those go straight to your TV? So I was kind of wondering about how the lag is.
It's not bad.
Really?
Generally speaking, your TV itself is going to be more lag than going from your stereo to your TV.
Right.
Like, if your TV doesn't have a game mode...
Oh, okay.
Just the TV itself's input delay is going to be worse than the delay from the stereo to the TV.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know if it was going to be, like, you know, adding on to it.
It does, but it's honestly, it's not noticeable. I've never had an issue with it.
Okay. Well, so, like, my plan was going to run two HDMI cables, one to a switcher or the AV receiver, and one straight to my Xbox or whatever console I'm using mostly.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a terrible idea.
Yeah.
But and also, if you're not playing a lot of Twitch-based shit, like if you're not playing a lot of Street Fighter, then it doesn't matter at all.
Yeah. It matters for things like Mario.
Honestly, I forgot to put my TV downstairs into game mode half the time I was playing Mario Odyssey, and it didn't matter.
Gotcha.
Like, the milliseconds of delay that are there, you just incorporate into your brain eventually, and it's like it doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
The only time it really sucked was Tetris.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Tetris was fucked. Especially when you get up to the fast levels.
How come you didn't throw your big screen downstairs away?
What? Why would I throw that away?
I can't believe you still use the fucking thing. I can't believe it still works. That's surprising.
It's gonna be my in my retro corner for where I hook up all my old video game consoles.
I don't know why you would do that.
Why would you not do that?
Because I got a TV that's better for that. So
you keep saying that.
I know. I have two of them. They're just sitting in my house.
Well, maybe we'll get rid of this big TV.
Supposed to be Sean's, and he never took it. So.
Got it.
He doesn't talk to me anymore.
Well, if it's still there when I'm done rebuilding my walls downstairs, yeah, we'll definitely probably do that, and I'll have you help me carry that big bitch out to the curb.
Yeah.
Or I'll put it on Craigslist.
Good luck with that.
Anyway.
Goddamn.
What I did this weekend was tear out an entire fucking basement.
Yeah.
And that was exciting.
Looks pretty crazy down there.
Pretty much every wall but like one half of a wall in my basement is now gone.
Yep.
And
that's a huge bathroom, man.
Yeah, basically. There's a there's a toilet and a sink right in the middle of the basement.
And a pit to hell, apparently.
Yeah, there was like when we got done cleaning out the wall, there was like a little bit of the floor was covered in tile, but there was like this ring like dented into the tile. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So like you pull the tiles up and then there was a hatch underneath them. And then we're like, well, what's in this hatch? And we got a pry bar and pried open the hatch. And then it's just a hole in the floor.
So they just straight tiled right over that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yes, they did.
Quality.
I mean, what are you going to do?
I mean, not just tile right over that thing.
Why not?
Whatever, I guess.
If you weren't going to use the hole to hell, if you were done summoning demons out of the portal to hell.
Yeah.
What difference does it make?
I guess that's true. That's fucking weird.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Wonder what it is. Wonder what it is.
I think it's just a hole for a sump pump. I think you install a sump pump into there.
Really?
Yeah. And that's basically the water from your basement drains into the hole for the sump pump, mm-hmm. and then it pumps it outside.
Gotcha.
But they never finished it.
Oh, that's why all the water was running that way and not.
That's not the way it was running.
No?
No, it was running as far away from that as it could. Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah, if I was going to put a sump pump in, it wouldn't go there because that's not where the water flows to.
That's funny.
Is it?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
It is. Well, yeah. Sweet.
That's literally fucking... I painted all day Friday and then literally I woke up yesterday. My parents came over and we just started tearing down walls. I'm going to put up a video on our Facebook page of me Kool-Aid manning through a wall.
Yeah.
For the four people who don't have me as a friend already.
Right. Yeah, I saw those videos.
Yeah.
The whole piece of drywall came down.
Well, the first time I tried to do it, we didn't score the wall. I just figured, I'll just punch through this wall.
Yeah.
But, like, it didn't go through the wall. It just knocked the entire fucking panel of drywall off in one solid sheet, which was great because it made it real easy to fucking clean up and get out of the basement. But it wasn't as funny, where it was funnier. I don't know which.
I mean, I thought it was funnier.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it. I spent the whole week reading the rules for Pathfinder. I bought the core rule book last weekend, and I've just been reading it like a novel because I'm a fucking weirdo who enjoys reading.
You are weird.
Rules.
You are a weird person.
Which is, I don't know. It's fun. I like reading rules.
That's fine. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
I'm cool.
You're not.
Well, you got anything you want to talk about?
I got a couple of things.
Good. Let's hear them.
Let me open my telephono.
Oh, shit. I got one thing I want to talk about since you're still opening your telephone. Okay. Remember how we were talking last week as we were driving around about checking out that new Gamers?
Yes.
And the guy who runs it or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Two arrested in game room thefts. Two people are arrested in an alleged theft ring between two video game stores, Game Room and Gamers. Police are still investigating if more charges or arrests will be made. Basically, two guys who work up at that Gamer, they say under orders from the guy who owns that Gamers now, have been just smash and grabbing from Game Room on 72nd. And
what
then
the fuck?
Selling all the fucking shit from the game room to a Gamer's store he owns down in Lincoln. OPD indicates that between June and July 2019, the game room near 72nd and Dodge was robbed seven times of thousands of dollars worth of equipment.
Jesus Christ.
Police arrested two guys. I don't want to read their names because I don't know. A current Gamer's employee and a former game room worker for felony theft. This month, OPD issued a search warrant at the Gamers Lincoln location, finding five stolen systems. They told the police that Gamers owner David Mitchell had him steal the goods to sell at their Lincoln location. Mitchell denies the allegation. So after reading that, I found this on Reddit. And the dude who posted on Redditor he's had posted a story earlier about that David Mitchell guy who runs the Gamers. He had sold that dude a Vive helmet or whatever, like a VR helmet a while back before he bought the Gamers, and the dude stole it. So he sold it and he paid him over PayPal and then did a chargeback on the PayPal payment like a couple weeks later.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So apparently that dude's just notorious for stealing shit from people anyway.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's fun.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. He always seemed a little, when he had that store on 120th.
Yeah.
We went in there once.
Yeah.
And it was back when Chuck was collecting NES games and he's trying to get a complete NES collection, minus the games that are just unaffordable. And he'd asked about a price on a game because nothing was fucking priced. And the guy just opened his phone and looked up eBay prices and priced it like that. I'm like, you know, it's fine if you're going to price it like that.
Yeah.
Maybe you should fucking do that beforehand.
Right.
And then Chuck was like, yep, don't want it.
No. So apparently that guy's kind of a scumbag and a thief.
He's also apparently a gigantic homophobe.
Oh, yeah. He used to have a YouTube channel ranting about the gay people, apparently.
He hates the gays.
Which...
Yeah, I was reading, like, he was doing these advertisements like, oh, brand new controllers, save 50% on. Well, his controllers aren't brand new.
No, they were refurbished.
Yep. Which is, I mean, I don't understand how that's even legal to fucking say.
Well, apparently the guy steals shit off of fucking Craigslist ads, so, and orders people to do smash and grabs at competitors' stores. So
that's why you never just don't do fucking PayPal transactions.
Well, yeah.
Or if you do, do friends and family.
Yeah.
Because then they can't take the money back, apparently.
And if they do, you can just go over to their house and kick their fucking teeth in.
Well, there's that. I saw this. So you invited me to the group chat for the Pathfinder thing.
Yeah.
And I had to screenshot this because it made me laugh.
Uh-oh. Was I talking shit about you?
No.
Okay. I invited you into that group, and I'm like, man, I sure hope I wasn't talking shit about Colin in here somewhere.
I mean, whatever. I'd said something about wanting to read the backstory and everything.
Yeah.
And you replied, make sure you just ask her about lore restrictions before you get into an idea, you know, in case you want to be the Undertaker or something.
Well, okay. So for context for everybody, my whole plan for the new thing was to be a necromancer. I repainted this Undertaker miniature and it looks amazing. And it's just like the perfect size to use for a mini game. And I was going to be an undead necromancer. And the lore she set up in the world, there's no necromancy or undead yet. Like, it has, like, whatever magic catastrophe happens to bring undead magic into the world hasn't happened yet. So yeah. There's no zombies or any necromancy type shit. So I just couldn't do it. And she told me this after, like, I had started writing all these ideas I was going to use. I'm like, well, because none of that's in her lore.
Right.
I was like, thanks a lot, jerk. So I've been giving her a shit about it the whole time.
It's funny.
Yeah, it is. It's great. It's not a big deal, but it's just fun to fuck with her about.
I got a couple of screenshots here, funny things. I saw an article posted yesterday on KMTV 3 News Now.
Yeah?
People are taking pretty firm sides in this debate.
Uh-oh.
And the debate is it rude to recline your seat on the airplane? And my first response is, no, you know what? It's rude that they make seats to recline that impede on somebody else's fucking space.
Yeah.
That's the rude thing. That's the only rude part.
The problem is the airplane being over fucking crowded and undersized, not the person using their seat that leans back like 2 degrees anyway.
I know.
It's not like it lays down like a fucking car seat. The thing literally goes from 90 degrees to 92 degrees.
It's less than like the old movie theater seats.
Yeah, man.
It's fucking awful.
Ugh. It leans back as much as like a baseball stadium seat.
Right. Right.
These kitchens.
Is it rude? No.
Go fuck you. It's rude for you to get on a plane, you fuck. Well, stay home.
There's that. So apparently last week.
Fuck. So on that note, I was talking to my stepmom about plane flights the other day. And I'm like, how long till they just replace the seats they have now with bus benches?
Oh, I know. Oh, there's already talk about certain similar
I can't
ideas.
Believe they haven't.
Oh, it's basically standing pods.
Yeah.
What the fuck? No.
No.
How the fuck did it? Why would anybody want to stand for that fucking long?
I hope they do it, and then the whole fucking industry just goes tits up.
Yeah. Well, it's already fucking losing money left and right because, I mean, I can only imagine.
I'd rather just take one of those fucking buses, like those ultra buses or whatever, for 10 hours than fucking deal with the bullshit of airplanes.
I know. It seems pretty terrible now.
Yeah.
I wish we had better train travel. That would be all right.
Well, there are the problem with train travel. There's train tracks everywhere in this town.
Yeah, but they're all for fucking freight.
That's the problem. The problem is to actually get a passenger train. It's like 10 times as much as plane tickets to anywhere and takes fucking
days.
No, it's
not. Dude, it just takes longer.
Have you looked into it lately? Because I was going to take a train down to Kansas City or to Chicago for funsies. Yeah. It's like $700.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Train tickets are stupid expensive.
Is it like a magical train you're gonna take? Were you taking the Harry Potter train?
I wish. Go look into it, man. Because I was
then
seriously
gonna run into that pillar.
I didn't even want to go anywhere. I've never been on a train, so I'm like, man, I want to take a train somewhere. I'm like, oh,
that's weird.
Well, that costs like a fucking my mortgage. No thanks.
Weird. So last week apparently Israel barred entry to that Ilhan Omar
and something Tlaib.
Tlaib. And here's a post from Donald Trump. Representative Tlaib wrote a letter to Israeli officials desperately wanting to visit her grandmother. Permission was quickly granted, whereupon Tlaib obnoxiously turned down the approval. A complete setup. The only real winner here is Tlaib's grandmother. She doesn't have to see her now.
He's such a good writer.
God damn it!
He's got a vocabulary of a 2-year-old.
Are you kidding me? No. That was so brilliantly written.
Also, it's like, I always hated that. I'm like, yeah, he talks like that because most people are dumb.
Yeah.
Like when you're a salesperson, people don't like salespeople that fucking use big fancy words
on
them.
No,
because it makes them feel
bring your smarmy shit over here. I know what I'm doing. Fuck off.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's fucking funny, man.
I thought so too. Like, I don't care what you feel about that, dude. That's fucking great. I got a couple articles.
All right.
I got one article.
You got one article?
Iowa Representative Steve King says humanity might not exist if not for rape and incest. So Steve King is like...
Is this that fucking...
He's a dude from Iowa.
Yes, okay.
Who is always saying the most retarded shit ever.
First I thought, from that headline, I'm like, oh, this is going to be hyperbole, and that's not what he said at all. But then I watched the video, and that's like... exactly what he fucking said.
Well, so the thing here, oh my god, this is perfect.
Oh,
so
great.
The thing here is what he was saying wasn't, I mean, it's not necessarily untrue. There might be some truth to it. Yeah. 100,000 years ago when cavemen existed.
Well, considering that we're all at least somewhat related to Genghis Khan, obviously it's a little bit true.
Right. But he was using that as an example to say that we shouldn't fucking outlaw abortions that happen in a case of rape or incest.
Yeah.
Because what if you were a rape or incest baby? You never know. Your aunt might have been.
Right.
Okay, well, you're a fucking retard.
Well, Genghis Khan did it, so it's okay for us to do it.
Apparently it's Genghis Khan. Did you know that?
Look, I'm going to say GIF till I'm dead, so go fuck yourself.
Yeah, but there's a GH.
So?
Jeng. I don't know.
Are you being serious or just being a dick?
No, I'm being serious. It's Genghis Khan.
I've watched a lot of fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and they always called him Genghis Frog. So
it's It's
it's
apparently Genghis.
Well, maybe in
which
fucking,
sounds way worse.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Don't get me wrong.
I'm not doing that.
I'm just saying
because he was tough until you said that.
I mean, look, just because his name was Genghis doesn't mean that. Turning the fucking was it the Tiber or the Euphrates red?
Yeah,
with yeah.
That doesn't sound like something somebody named Genghis would do. Let's be honest. Maybe he'd be really good at like pulling little bricks out of a fucking stack of bricks. I don't know, but not of rape and murder. God damn.
So I kind of want to talk about what, so we were supposed to have a special guest for our 200th episode, and this person...
She's going
to
come on next week.
...rudely flaked out on us.
No, she wasn't rude.
Super rude. Nope, it's rude.
Okay.
I was looking forward to it. I wanted to talk about polyamory.
Yeah. Maybe she's going to come in next week with polyamory rants for us. She's going to come in next week instead.
Okay, I guess I'll wait.
Yeah, she had shit going on today that, like, was on a time limit, so, like, she'd had to, we'd have had to fucking record way early to get her in.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
But we'll get to that. That's a teaser. That's a stinger for next week.
Yeah, a teaser.
And then if she doesn't come in next week, we'll just never speak to her again.
That's probably the best bet. Ooh, I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
I got
nothing.
I think I had one other stupid thing. Let me.
Sort of a boring week.
Yeah. Well, I spent my whole week planning this shit. I read this headline. I haven't read the story, but the headline made me laugh, so I fucking saved it. Millennial writer cries at work, puts mother on speakerphone after editor corrects her spelling.
Wait, go back.
Okay.
Read that again.
Millennial writer, that's the subject of this story, is a millennial writer.
Right.
She cried at work and then called her mom and put her on speakerphone because her editor corrected her spelling.
Wow.
How does a boss manage a worker who believes their feelings trump reality right down to the way she feels about her misspelled words? Gently and probably badly, even though that's not a fault of the bosses in question. Carol Bleymeyer, a communications and public policy executive, branding consultant, professor, and writer, took to Twitter on Friday to tell the story she overheard of a young writer, probably in her late 20s, going over edits with her boss. The boss, also a woman, was giving her feedback and reviewing edits she made. These are from Twitter now. Edits she made on something this young woman wrote. They had been speaking in low tones, but their volume got louder toward the end of the conversation because the young woman was getting agitated about a particular edit. That particular edit was corrected the spelling of hamster to hamster. Hamster with a P to hamster without a P.
She got mad about this?
Apparently, she had used the phrase like spinning in a hamster wheel in this draft. Presumably, speech or co-op, whatever. The young woman kept saying, I don't know why you corrected that because I spell it with the P in it.
Your spelling's wrong.
The boss said calmly, but that's not how the word is spelled. There is no P in hamster. The young woman kept saying, I don't know why you corrected that because I spell it with the P in it. Okay, I already read that one. Young woman, but you don't know that. I learned to spell it with a P in it, so that's how I spell it.
You learned it wrong.
The boss, let's go to dictionary.com and look it up together. Could you imagine sitting down with a grown-ass adult who has bills and having to take them to dictionary.com?
I mean, look, I've had friends that were definitely like that, where you'd tell them something and they're like, no!
I'm right here, asshole. You don't got to talk about me like I'm not in the room. The young woman insists she doesn't need to look it up because it's fine to spell it with a P because that's how she wanted to spell it.
This isn't... She's a writer?
Apparently.
Jesus fucking Christ. She should have been fucking spilled on the floor.
The boss says, I know edits can be difficult to go over sometimes, especially when you're working on new kinds of things as you grow in your career, but it's a necessary process to make us all better at what we do.
This boss seems like really patient and awesome.
So the lady starts throwing a fucking tantrum about how it's spelled.
Yeah, why not?
She bursts into tears and wants her mom to call her boss and tell her not to be mean about telling her how to spell words like hamster.
Do you remember? See, here's the thing.
The mother tells her that the boss is an idiot and she doesn't have to listen to her and she should go to the bosses to file a complaint about not allowing creativity in her writing.
That's not creativity. That's ignorance.
Yeah.
So this is one of those, you know how growing up, our parents let us fucking kind of run wild.
Yeah.
Go ride your bike around the neighborhood.
Sure.
You don't see that near as much anymore.
No, not at all.
Because parents are helicopter parenting, and they're always, you know, hovering right around their kids, making sure they never ever get hurt or face reality.
Well,
and then they become adults, having spent the last 16, 17, 18 years of their life never realizing that the world is a very fucking unforgiving place.
A great example of that is like when I was little, from the time I was like 7 years old, I went trick-or-treating by myself.
Yeah. I couldn't do that because of the neighborhood I lived in.
Sure. But now, well, I lived here and trick-or-treated in this neighborhood.
Right. Which is totally safe.
Now on trick-or-treating, when I'm handing out candy, I've never seen, I've never seen a group that, of kids that didn't have parents with them. Fuck, my battery is apparently running low because this thing does not charge well.
How low?
Low enough to give me a battery running low thing. 20 minutes left at 10% battery
rate. We'll be fine.
So we'll just get through. Anyway, yeah, so, like, kids who are like 12 and 13 still have their fucking parents with them.
Yeah.
It'll be like a group of four kids with like 10 parents.
You get to a certain age where you're just like, I don't want my fucking parents near me.
Apparently not anymore. Apparently they're all fucking codependent as shit.
Well, that's a fact.
All right, let's reread this email and then get out of here before my computer dies, shall we?
Sure.
If you want to write in, the email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. From Mimsy, she says, happy 200th episode.
Yay, big celebration. Like the shortest episode we've recorded in a long time.
Probably. No, it'll be about an hour because we had about a half hour before nothing changed. Really? And we're at about 22 minutes now. She says, this week has sucked. Thank you for the pick me up. I don't know how this show is a pick me up to anybody, but you're more than welcome. Know. Like, this show just makes me annoyed. I'm like, ugh, our opinions are bad and wrong, and we're horrible. Especially Colin's rampant racism.
Well, you know.
Hey, Trevor, friendly reminder for my Donors Choose project. Oh, yeah, shit, I gotta go donate to that. She's, like, running a thing to, like, get money to, like, basically funding for fucking, for her classroom.
Gotcha.
Because, you know. The budget doesn't actually budget things teachers need for their classroom.
Right. No, they don't.
So I'm going to go donate to that. On the topic of smart people listening to the podcast, thanks. We must have said smart people listen to us.
We were wrong.
My favorite movies are Apollo 13. I really dig that movie. It's good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
It's a great movie.
And Schindler's List. I've never seen List.
You know why?
Because it
seems fucking depressing as shit.
Like, maybe I don't want to watch a bunch of people just get murdered.
Alternatively, I would say Life is Beautiful is a great Holocaust movie. I mean, not like... It's a great movie about the Holocaust. Sorry.
I was going to say, I really...
It's not a great Holocaust movie. There's no such thing as a great Holocaust movie. I was going to make a great
joke, but I can't remember the name of that fucking movie that, like... That Hitler had made, like the propaganda film that, like, whenever you see like the fucking marching scene in The Lion King is based on that propaganda film. Yeah. I can't remember what it's called, though. I was going to make a joke that was the best, but I couldn't remember what it was called.
Oh, well.
She says, we need a game night, please. Cheers, Mims. I need to finish my basement and then I'll plan on hosting all sorts of fucking tabletop nights. I don't have room right now, though.
Yeah.
Let's shut this down before our computer dies so I can save this so we don't lose half of all of what we recorded because nothing has changed.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Some fucking background noise getting picked up, and I don't know
what it was.
It's
probably the fan that's on above you.
You know what it is?
What?
We're not recording through our microphones.
Are you fucking serious? What?
I'm dead ass serious. We've been recording through this fucking thing's microphone, I think.
Oh my god.
That's funny.
Is it?
Hold on.
Is that funny?
Hold on.
Episode 200.
Hello. Well, that's going to sound quite a bit different.
I think you should just fucking cut all that out and
we should start
seamlessly
over.
No, seamlessly put it together and just pretend nothing happened.
Yeah, I'm totally going to.
Okay, good.
So shut up for 2 seconds so I know where to cut this part.